If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits!
Wrestling has a deep and rich history of pedophilia, and we want to keep that going.
And Tyler Fudge!
Stood up fucking the shoe. Looking around like I don't know how I got here. I'm fucking the shoe.
Suplex City Limits!
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 210 of Suplex City Limits for 4/20/2019. 420 day. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and he is now known as the Canadian Experience, my co-host.
You can experience me for the low price of $9.99. I'm not going to tell you where the decimal point is. You'll find that on your bank statement. I'm Tyler Fudge.
There you go, man. Suplex City Limits, available for listening where fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at The Federation. If you like this show, consider supporting it by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. You can also donate on our Patreon, become a producer, get yourself a shout out on the show, like Better Than Festus, Joe fucking Justice, Caleb Morganfield, C Money, He's Not Balding, Christopher Spalding, Infamous Chris Savage. Our friends at the Smack It Down podcast, check them out everywhere podcasts are found. They cover a lot of shit that we do not. B-Rad Brad, Riceroni, Jabroni, Tyloni, Kickass Keith Martin, Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz, Insane Ian Jackson, Max's Garage. And this week on my plain vanilla Martin Corns, I'm going to go with just a simple strawberry and, strawberry sauce with chunks of strawberry. That's what I'm going with.
I'm going to shave some simple coconut over it.
Wow. There you go. This week on the show, we'll be taking a look at all the news. We've got a top three. We've got Mark Tank and a whole lot more. Before we get into it, what is your fucking weed of the week here on this glorious 420 holiday?
I suppose on any day like today, we have to talk about it. Mine has two different names. One's very hard to say and one's very easy to say.
Go with the easy one.
Tutankhamun is the proper name, but it's also known as King Tut. And it's a sativa that is only has one parent, so I guess they've chemically changed this one in a lab. Its parent is AK-47, and yeah, it's going to fucking... It says it's a strain that's built a reputation of having high THC levels and flavors and hints of fresh fruit and flowers make a beautiful bud fit for a king. And that's me, King Fudge.
King of podcasting, fucker. That's interesting that you mentioned the AK-47, because over here we've got cherry AK-47.
Ooh, that sounds delightful.
It is a rare cherry phenotype of AK-47 with its reddish-purple characteristics and cherry aroma. It's no wonder how it got its name. Let's see here. With a THC level up to 16% and a CBD level up to 0.5%, Cherry AK-47, it creeps up from a cerebral effect to a complete body sensation.
Yeah, boy. So are we both rocking the sativas today?
I guess so. Oh, yeah, this shit is pretty fucking tasty. Enjoy it. So, yeah, happy 420 to you all.
Yes.
I feel like if there was a holiday, for this show, it is this one.
I believe so. This is... If we were to have a WrestleMania, this would be our WrestleMania, right?
I guess. So what, we have to make it really long and...
Yeah, well, we got to make it really long. And then, if we wanted to do a night after 420, then we're actually celebrating something else, which is my birthday. Because my birthday is tomorrow.
Fuck, that's right, dude.
So like
a day off.
Yeah.
Do you think the folks fudge were like, fuck, almost 420, baby. That's shit.
knowing what they like to partake in, I would imagine they were a little disappointed.
Trying to have her do jumping jacks and shit on the 20th. Come on. That fucking kid out. Yeah. Well, that's awesome, man. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
On a Saturday night, no less. Oh, no, wait. It'll be a Sunday.
It'll be a Sunday. But, I mean, whatever. Fuck it. 420 all day.
It is. Well, with all of that in mind, let's get into the show with this week's top three after a message from our sponsor.
British Bulldog's my name. Wrestling's my game. In tomorrow's Daily Mirror, the amazing secret of my life. It's red hot, soulless and good. Plus, get your teeth into a free hamburger at Burger King. You feeling hungry? You want a free burger? You got it. Only with the Daily Mirror. Take a big bite tomorrow.
Suplex City.
Limits. Top three.
Suplex City Limits top three, our top three matches of the week. It's bizarre. You notice how every little line of that was like three words and then it was edited?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure that he was probably on crack like usual.
Yeah. You better watch out. His son might come and fucking try to accost you for that's saying true. Things, truthful things about his father.
Well, I live in Grand Prairie. This is where British Bulldog went to rehab. So like,
oh really?
It's yeah. So like, it's known.
You must have pretty poor reviews on Yelp then,
dude. If you seen the amount of crackheads in this town, you would know that. Yeah, no, that center does not work. Why would you like? It's like this. It's like Brent Bulldog was like, sent me to Grand Prairie, right? Yeah, heard the crackheads.
I'll just send him to the fucking out of nowhere area where nobody's gonna be around, except a bunch of free base and fucking townies. So let's get into that shit. Top three. First off, Rush and Soberano Jr. I'm gonna go with this one first, just because it really wasn't a special match or anything.
No,
it was a slow week though, and I'm not picking anything from Raw or SmackDown because I don't think there was anything.
There wasn't. I didn't watch because after watching the Raw after WrestleMania, I was like, well. That was boring as fuck. I'm not going to watch the Superstar Shakeup because nothing's really going to happen. And buddy,
we'll talk about
that
later. We'll talk about that. But I thought Soberano Jr. is really good. Really good high flyer. He did some cool shit. I do, as dumb as it is, I do like the crazy spinny fucking,
Oh, yeah.
Missile driver fucking whatever the fuck.
I think that is fantastic. Like, it's just so many fucking twists that he does. Yeah. Like, to me, it feels like he's a wind-up toy. You know what I mean? So he's winding up, and he's just going to unload at the end. But
almost one of those where you pull the fucking, there's like the little, I don't know what the hell you want to call it, but yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, you were on the same wavelength. 420, guys.
It's 420. So, I thought that was really good. Good showing for Rush as they continue to build him, and he's undefeated in Ring of Honor. So, you better get to it. I heard that those guys are a one-year deal. Did you hear that?
You know what? It's smart of them. It's smart of them if it is a one-year deal.
Smart of who? The talent?
Yeah. Rush and Bandido.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Because, you go for a year and then you can still get out and get big money somewhere.
Exactly. And who knows what AEW will be doing by then? Who knows what WWE will be doing by then? Because, Rush will take money from everybody, anybody. You know that. Like, with MLW, look how fast he left MLW to go to ROH.
Yeah, he's out, man. That was good. We also had a four-corner survival match from this show. Flip Gordon, PJ Black, Caristico, and did I miss somebody? Bandido?
Yes, Bandido. And if you're not following along with the convoluted history of Mystico, that is the original Mystico Caristico.
Yeah, slash...
Sin Cara, Baj Cara.
The original Sin Cara, yeah. He is a fucking legend, though.
Oh, of course he is.
He gets a bad rap from fucking WWE purists and fanboys who don't really understand You know, like when he was there, yes, he was shit. He fucked up a lot of stuff. But dude, he's the degree of difficulty of what he's doing every match is like, yeah, dude, you're gonna fuck up sometimes.
Yeah, and he's going along with the, you know, unfamiliar bases. He's a Lucha Libre wrestler through and through. And he's going to the WWE where, A, he doesn't speak a lick of English. And as far as I know, didn't want to speak any English. And then, you know, you got guys that aren't familiar with Lucha Libre. You know, so maybe, you know, like his base isn't really helping him out very much. Who knows?
If I could hold anything against him, it would be that whole finger thing with that match with Del Rio.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he was like ready to call off the match for a broken finger.
Yeah.
Del Rio whipped the shit out of him because Del Rio seems to hate fucking luchadors anyway. You know, every time I see him in a luchador, he's just like piss pounding the shit out of him. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe it's because his dad wore a mask, you know, that he's just he hates it.
Or Fedor kicked his ass while he was himself were wearing a mask. Mm. And he just feels like he wants to be Fedor now.
He projects like all of the anger he has toward his father. Not loving him and shit. He puts that on every luchador that he goes against.
He would put a mask on Paige and then fill in the blanks there.
Like, dude, he stiffed me, but he was calling me dad the whole time and telling me he hated me.
And then I could see a tear going down his eyes, and that felt bad.
It was really weird. But this match was awesome. Bandido gets the win on Black.
As he should.
Like a double German? I mean, that was kind of cool.
That was unbelievable. Like, just how fast that came.
How he got into the double German was really cool. Man.
Yeah. Yeah. And the whole match, man, like that match was like Flip Gordon's dived over the barricade onto the balcony.
Yeah.
That was dope as shit.
Yeah. He's fucking back. He looks shredded too.
Yeah.
They got like a 47 pack going on.
Yeah. And he seems like he's put on a little bit of size.
Yeah. Really good shit. And cool to see some of these matchups too. I was stoked to see Flip Gordon and Caristico. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. You know, like,
yeah. And you got PJ Black and Caristico, who without a doubt have crossed paths in the WWE before.
And Mexico too, I think.
Oh,
PJ
Black's
done a lot of shit in Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a really good match. Actually, that I suggest going back, going out of your way to check out.
I agree. That was, in my opinion, it might not be the same opinion as yours. That was my favorite match this week.
Agreed.
Okay.
Agreed. And our other one is Velveteen Dream, Buddy Murphy, NXT 502.
Ooh, look at you with the number. What did you drop?
I dropped my phone.
Hopefully no cracks.
There ain't no cracks. It's 420, dude. Six-star Meltzer-rated podcast.
No crack, just Bud.
Yep. But yeah, tell me something about this match.
Dream and Murphy? This Dream and Murphy match I thought it was really good. It was for that to be just on a NXT television match or, you know, and not being televised. It was so fucking good.
I thought it was almost takeover worthy. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I wouldn't complain if I seen this match on takeover and Buddy Murphy with his ties back to NXT with being part of the Ass Fuck Twins, was fucking, you know, it works.
Yeah. Oh, they brought it up too. They're like, those guys were tag champions, I guess.
Yeah. A couple times, weren't they? Like them and the Revival had a big feud.
Fucking ass fuck twins. Oh shit, I thought it was good though. I just want somebody to give me a reason to care about this guy.
Who, Buddy Murphy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like he's good and shit. He fucking looks great. He's great in the ring. His matches are good. But like, I need something. Give me a reason to give a fuck about this guy.
There's no character whatsoever.
No. He's just has a lot of that shit these days, you know, not to sound like a fucking old man, but like, goddamn, everybody's just like wants to be the fucking cool dude. They want to be themselves, you know?
Yeah, no, I get that. And you know, this might sound bad to say, but, if they're looking to give him a character, why don't they just like hint at the fact that he is with Alexa Bliss? You know what I mean? How she's such a heel and he's a good guy. You know what I mean? You can have like some turmoil there. And maybe coming out of like that little thing, you can have a little character for Buddy Murphy, or people will care about him because he's stuck with the bitch that's Alexa Bliss. You know what I mean? Like, there's a story to be told anywhere. It's just they refuse to do any kind of story with anybody that's under a upper mid card level.
They might be doing it on 205 Live. I guess I would have no idea. But nonetheless, Buddy Murphy's on SmackDown now, so.
Yeah, and hopefully.
We'll talk more about that later, I think.
Well, with guys like Muhammad Ali and everybody on SmackDown, you can have a lot of good matches. Oh, wait, yeah, no, it's Mustafa Ali. Yeah, he couldn't have a good match with Muhammad Ali. He's kind of dead.
Yeah. Well, we saw Muhammad Ali try to have a fucking grappling match. That was bullshit. So there you go. That's this week's top three. Slow week.
It was a slow week. But, I mean, for a slow week, two of the matches were definite top three contenders. You know what I mean? So Roosh and Soberano was a very short match, like 7 minutes. But it was all Roosh looking like a goddamn champ. So.
Indeed. It was. So, moving on from that, let's get into all of the news of the week.
This week in the news, two more people give out their public release. Maybe a TV deal for AEW, and I'm going to stop stumbling and put it over to Jim, because I'm really stoned. It's 420, bitch. Over to you, Jim.
Jim Vicious, and this is news to you. Let's start there, I suppose, with some of the things going on. Luke Harper is requested his release from WWE. It hasn't been granted. Have we ever heard anything on that?
I haven't heard anything about it being granted, but at the same time, usually if they post a public release, they get it. You know what I mean? If they announce that, hey, I've asked for my release. Mm-hmm. The WWE doesn't really want to publicly be seen as that dickhead company. They try to hide that.
I'm surprised more people haven't pulled that tactic since it worked so well for Ty Dillinger.
Yeah, like it worked really well for Ty Dillinger, actually.
Pop quiz. What is his name on the indies right now?
Gavin Spears, isn't it?
Ooh, you do know. I don't know.
I don't know. Tyson Spears? What's
Gavin Spears? Is that his real name?
That might have been his old WWE name, so I'm not 100% sure. I'm going to have to look this up, because he is coming Spears. Here.
Yeah.
He's coming to Edmonton in June, so I should
That dude requested his release, and, you know, I don't know. He's not been officially signed by AEW or anything. Like, where is he? He left and nobody's picked him up. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody really has. You're right about that.
You think like an Impact or Ring of Honor?
I assume it's going to be AEW, and they might not even talk about it until that show. You know what I mean?
Like, I expect that's debuts. The case too. Yeah.
Sean He'll Spears, I think, is what he's going by now.
Either way, I just wanted to prove, like, maybe make more of a point of, like, what is this guy doing, you know? But I guess we know he's going to Edmonton.
So, he's going to PWA's 10th anniversary or 11th anniversary, whatever their anniversary is. But I will say, though, on that night there, I really want to go for this match alone. There's a really good wrestler here in Alberta, Michael Richard Blaze. He's been on like Joey Janela's Spring Break, and he carried Velveteen Dream to the ring during his entrance at TakeOver this year at WrestleMania. He's probably the best wrestler in Alberta, at least. I don't know about Western Canada, but Alberta in general. And he's having a match against Teddy Hart.
No way.
Yeah, and I really want to see it. I really would like to head down to Edmonton in June to see that. And you get to see Ty Dillinger too, so I mean, fuck.
I'd probably go to that, dude. Yeah, try to fucking smoke one with Teddy Hart.
See the cat.
I fucking love Teddy Hart, man.
Me too.
But yeah, Luke Harper, you know, he's another one not to be like, fuck E, hashtag go to EW. But, I mean, he probably will. He's good friends with the people there.
I mean, and look at the guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's got such a good look.
And he's good.
He's so good.
Good in the ring, man.
And he's getting, he's, what, 38 years old? Like,
39, I think.
39? Yeah. Well, he's technically, when you look at people in the prime of their careers, he's in the prime of his career. Like his prime money-making years. Because usually this is about the time when everybody starts to click and get it. And hopefully he can get a couple good years. Like, imagine him in Japan. Like, they would love him.
Yeah, I'm surprised, man. He would be... You think he'd be fucking huge over there.
Yeah, like, he's basically... Brody, you know, Bruce Brody incarnated. That's why I'm sure he was called Brody Lee for years.
Right. six-star podcast.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, so hopefully, you know, I wish the best for him. I like that dude. I think he's good. So I look forward to seeing him elsewhere.
Yeah, I really hope so anyways. I'd hope to see him elsewhere.
Alexander Wolf. We don't know much about this, really. Other than he posted a thing that he's leaving. He said goodbye to WWE, but some people are saying, well, he's going to the UK brand. I mean, I don't really know.
Yeah, which would work for him, being, you know, from Germany, right?
Yeah.
So I wonder to see if that's what they're going to do with Killian Dane and Nikki Cross, too.
Man.
Right? What a squander that is.
Dane is so fucking good. He's just, like, completely wasted down there. It's, especially when he came in with all that heat after that War Games. He was just, like, kind of the star of that War Games for me.
He really was. He really was.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's like, dude, put those two together. I mean, like, they're fucking married anyway. It just makes sense. Just put them together. And I don't know. I mean, have each one with the other one for their matches.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. There's, you know, this crazy little chick and this, like, big stoic dude who doesn't say shit.
Just has a crazy look on his face all the time.
Yeah, she could do his promos, man. She could do all his shit, you know, total like old school valet, fucking Sensational Sherry style shit.
No, you're right. They could easily.
Plus,
do
she
that.
Could take bumps. You know.
Yeah, but obviously, they're not going to do that.
Eric Young's on Raw now.
Yeah, it's so weird, and that's why it's so up in the air. Like, what's going on with Killian Dane and Nikki Cross and Alexander Wolf? Because they're obviously breaking up Sanity.
Dude, what? They never did this. Were they ever on SmackDown? Like once, twice?
They were on, a couple times. But then, like, it was confusing as well because you didn't know if they were actually called Chaos or Sanity.
Well, that's true. So, I don't know. I mean, good luck to him. I thought he was good in Sanity, actually. I thought he really did a good job with that over-the-top character that he had.
Yeah, he wasn't forefront, but he always added to the ensemble. Like, he was always doing these little things that if you looked in the background, you see Alexander Wolf just acting a little unhinged, but not again, too unhinged to take away from everything else.
Yeah. Again, back to that War Games, I thought he was super good in that match. That was when they really should have done something with Sanity, you know? After that War Games, where they all came out looking like fucking badasses, you could have debuted him the next day. You know, and like really pushed them on the Raw or SmackDown.
Yeah, they could have, but they didn't.
That's what they should have done.
Yeah, but they didn't. Well, so, I mean, that's par for the course for the WWE. And, well, what can you do?
Yeah, the Sasha Banks situation continues. I mean, I don't really care that much about it. Some people are like way into that. That's like their whole, they're making like hour long fucking shows about it.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no difference in her wanting her release and everybody else wanting their release. There's nothing bigger about this story than any other of the guys like Luke Harper or Alexander Wolf. This is just, you know, she's more of a fan favorite, so she's going to get a lot of the attention. Yeah. And I mean, the rumors coming out of how they went about it really childish. So that's something to poke fun at.
Like, there was talk, lay on the ground. Like, that they were supposed to stay together and have this long run. Also, there was talk that they were supposed to be on this Saudi Arabia show.
Oh, okay. When
which
is that,
like, the
by the way?
New thing. May? No, June. Yeah, June.
I don't know. They also heard that they were breaking them up as well. But I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they were going to. So they were promised a bunch of shit and they didn't get it, I guess. But yeah, I mean, anyone's justified in leaving that company. Like, you don't have to work there to know. Like, it would suck to work there. I wouldn't want to work there.
No, and you're seeing it now, too. The closer it gets to AEW becoming a thing, the more and more people who are asking for their release.
Yeah. And that's why, that is why this is a good thing for fucking wrestling. And that's why more places to work is a good thing for it. You know, I don't get this whole, we've talked about it before. You know, I don't get this whole army of people who, like, they really hate it. You know, they really fucking hate AEW. Like, and I don't get it, you know?
It's people just that, I don't know, people just like to hate shit. And
it's like, you know, the t-shirt company thing and all that. Let's, you know, yeah, it is a t-shirt company, I guess, until they have some shows. But it's just weird. It's like they want it to fail. And that baffles me because why would you want another pro wrestling company to fail? I don't get it.
No, it's going to, if it does prosper, it's just going to make every side of wrestling better.
Yeah, exactly.
So, there's no negative like wrestling to this as a whole. No, there's no.
Is there?
No.
I there isn't. I don't get it, man.
The only negative is that people that, you know, like there's some people that hate those guys, and if they do good, then they're wrong. You know what I mean? Like they'll be proved like, or not proved wrong, but like they'll come across as like, oh well, you know, I guess people do like them. You know what I mean?
If that's been your thing for the last like year, and it is for a lot of people, at this point you can't jump off. You know, you change yourself to it. Now you're in.
Yeah.
So you just got to keep it going, I guess. But it's good. People can go back and forth. There's more, you know, places for everyone to go. I think it's only positive. I don't see a negative in this.
No.
Even if you don't like it. Even if it starts up and you're like, well, that's not for me. I don't like it. That's fine. But I mean, to want it to fail is crazy. You know,
it is.
The only thing I ever wanted to fail was like Impact after like, you know, a decade of
after, you know, in its worst.
Yeah. Not now.
No.
But like a few years ago, that shit was awful. And I was just like, fuck, just die already, dude. You know, just go away already. But now it's actually pretty good again.
It is. And Impact had, like, you know, the time with Jeff Hardy being doped up, and then they had Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff, the Aces and Eights, all this bullshit, you know what I mean? Everything was an NWO ripoff. That's the era of TNA that was ultra bad, and everybody wanted it to die. You know, so now they're more of a you know, cohesive brand. They're actually telling good storylines. They're having great matches.
Yeah.
It's a shame some of the production's really bad.
Well, that was that last one. Yeah, we'll see how their next one is next week. But Shane Strickland, Garza Jr., and Kushida are all signed officially. Well, Kushida was shown at
TakeOver,
but they've released some pictures now with Garza and Shane Strickland. All it really made me want is Kushida versus Strickland. That's like a dream match of mine now.
It's that would be a dope match. And I look at this as one of the smallest but most noteworthy NXT Performance Center classes of all time.
Yeah.
Because, like, Kushida, it's Kushida. Like, you can look at his size. Being a junior heavyweight wrestler, he's still probably one of the top five wrestlers in the whole fucking world.
Yeah.
Like, that's a great get for the WWE. They're going to squander it, but it's a great get for the WWE. Shane Strickland is one of the top American indie performers.
Yeah.
So, like, that, you know, he's great. And Garza Jr., he's a great little luchador. He even tries wrestling with no shoulders, so fuck.
Yeah, we saw him wrestling with fucking one arm. I thought they were going to have to amputate that motherfucker. I saw him working with it so long. Like, 1 week he's just going to be over there with a nub, like, tagging in off the nub. Like,
teaming up with a guy with no legs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. That'd be a fucking dream match right there, too. But yeah, this is a, you know, great pickup, but you're not going to tell me that they're going to be able to utilize all these people.
No.
You know?
No.
Like,
and I mean, we all know they're not trying to utilize everybody. They're just trying to keep everybody away from everybody else.
It feels like, and two, it's two groups of people that I feel like for the most part, they're really piss poor at handling. And that's black dudes and Japanese guys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, they never.
They're trash at it, man.
And Hispanic, they're not good at doing that. Rey Mysterio is. Rey Mysterio is just inspiring themselves just because he's Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, right. No, I didn't even think of that. It's fair, man. It's like, what are you going to do with all these guys, especially Vince? You know, like, I have more faith in NXT, but like, they've got, like, you know, a lot of Japanese dudes right now. Nakamura, Tozawa, Kushida. Who else do they have?
So you said Nakazawa. That's AEW. Well, they got the barrage of women, all the Asian women they have. Then they got,
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This, And they've proven with Asuka they can't do it. Now they got Kairi Sane on. Well, I guess that's something we were going to talk about later, but I mean, whatever. That's another one on SmackDown. That with another thing that boggles my mind. Like, why wasn't Io Shirai brought up with her? Why did they make the tag team Asuka and Kairi Sane?
I think because Asuka's got nothing going on, and I think they want to do something with Shirai down in NXT.
Yeah, you're probably right. And there is, I've always heard too, that Io Shirai and Asuka hate each other.
Ooh.
I've heard that before. I don't know if it's bullshit or not.
Mm. Well, then let's fucking see that match. To let Vince know. But yeah, I mean, like, if you look at some of these people, it's like, you know, I just don't know how they're going to do it. Like, what are they going to do with Kushida? Make him, you know, U.S., whatever the fuck, North American champion in there or something?
Yeah.
Who knows? And Strickland, too. I saw ACH, some shit with him. I haven't seen a match of his yet. I don't know. But I saw, like, a Performance Center thing of him at Mania Weekend. And I was just like, what are they going to do with this guy? He's great. Don't get me wrong. But, like, what are they going to do with this guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't get it, man. But, yeah. So, all three very good. Yeah, two very good. And, you know, Garza Jr. is good, too.
Yeah. No, Garza Jr. is really good. But, I mean, you look at the statistics of how well they've been able to handle those three groups, and there's never been a real good one. So,
no. I mean, yeah. Like, what's the best handled Japanese person in that company's history? Akushi.
Yeah, and that wasn't even that good.
No. Shinzaki's just so fucking good. That it's
maybe
like...
Pat Tanaka? It's not even Japanese, but I mean, like, he wasn't.
Taka Michinoku.
Oh, Funaki.
Or Funaki. But wasn't Funaki, I mean, you know, he wasn't like a great wrestler like these other guys, right?
Well, no, but he had the longest run on WWE television, though, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Maybe Tajiri. Oh, Tajiri. Tajiri has to be the best handled Japanese guy they've ever had.
Yeah, probably Tajiri, I guess. That's fair. Hakushi is the shit, though.
He is.
All right, fair enough. What else we got in the news this week?
There was a rumor came out. Somebody reported that AEW was doing a time buy deal with TNT.
And, oh, yeah.
That, which is basically you pay to have your show on because they're getting spotlight on AEW is more important than TNT needs wrestling. But Dave Meltzer came out and said it is not actually true. That is false. So I don't know. There's back and forth on that. We won't really know until it happens, I guess.
I saw it reported. And yeah, that the other group we were talking about, you know, like that half of people were like, fucking yes, ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, good. I fucking hate these guys.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, even if so, who cares? I don't know. Like, they're not going to just go and lose a bunch of money. Obviously, they have some plan to make money. Because despite Khan being like total wrestling fan, there's no way his dad would have got involved with this. Or that he would have even done it if he's not have a plan to make money.
No. No. And with a venture like this, too, I'm sure that you're going to be losing money for the first year, maybe 2 years.
If you have to go for a year and get it on there and try to get some ratings and see what kind of ratings you can pull to prove, you know, that you can pull something for a network.
Yeah.
You do that too. But, dude, can you buy time on TNT live on a Tuesday in prime time? How much does that cost?
I would imagine it would be a pretty penny.
It's a far cry from Impact buying, you know, time on Pop TV or whatever. You know, that's like, okay, that's probably pretty cheap. But to get prime time, you know, live programming, I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like it wouldn't be very feasible for sure. You know what I mean? I don't see that being a feasible thing to do. But if you got to do it, you got to do it. And
here's a novel idea. I'm gonna wait until we find out actually what it
exactly
is, and then I'm gonna make a decision on it. So I know that's mind blowing for 2019 Twitter world and all the stuff. The wrestling community.
Yeah. Yeah, because we have to make up our mind immediately on something.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of All Elite, SEMA and signed with All Elite Wrestling.
Yes, yeah. Basically, Seema's who gave the Young Bucks their start in Japan by bringing them into Dragon Gate, and they wanted to repay the favor by bringing them into the States, which, hey.
I don't know much about this dude, so.
I've seen a couple matches. The dude is very good.
I just, you know, and I have to admit, it's kind of like a reverse racism. But anytime I see a Japanese dude that I don't know come into a wrestling ring, I'm like, oh, shit, here we go.
Yeah, he's going to be good.
Yeah, exactly. It's like positive racism.
Yeah.
You know? Well, like, oh, this guy's going to be good as fuck.
I've never watched, like, it's not that I've never watched. I just don't watch a lot of, like, All Japan and shit like that. But, like, if you look at, like, the cards for All Japan and then the star ratings next to it, it's like, they're all good. All these Japanese fuckers are amazing, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Hey, they are. It's like a reverse racism. I don't know what the term for that is. I have it with the Japanese because, as we know, I'm here before, I've stated that I believe they are the furthest evolution of mankind.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
They are the apex of mankind's fucking evolution.
At least in the wrestling sense.
Yeah.
Their porn is on another level.
Porn sucks, man.
Yeah, with blurred fucking genitalia.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's hope that evolution doesn't kick in. You know,
Seema's taking on Omega at that Fight for the Fallen show.
Oh, I heard they were going to announce some matches for that. I didn't
July
see it.
13th.
Seema versus Omega, hey?
Yeah. Could be interesting.
It could be. You know, you're not. You know, people are going to be wary on it until they see Seema in that match at Double or Nothing, because it's going to be Seema and his two guys against who's he taking on again?
Oh.
SoCal Uncensored.
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, Seema could have a great showing there and just be boom. You know.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Punishment Martinez got a name change.
Yes. Yes, it's, what is it again? It's some convoluted bullshit.
It's Damian Priest.
Damian Priest, yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Here we go, boys. Damian Priest. Get ready for him to be a brooding vampire-like guy.
Oh, yeah, it's even further than what he was doing before, I guess. So, yeah. Actually, I think it could be kind of cool. Fucking, I don't know about him as the dude doing it, you know, but like, I like the idea of even what he was doing, you know, where he was kind of this, you know, I don't know, vampire-ish sort of thing.
Well, and even like the way he stood on the ring, you know what I mean? He just stood straight, didn't even hold the ropes.
Yeah.
He's just like some kind of statuette guy. And it's like as soon as he goes into the ring, it's just, he's a completely different character. He'll just beat the shit out of everybody. He's a good wrestler. He's not great.
He is pretty good. I don't know why did we always shit on him on this show.
Well, because he was pretty shitty when he first came into ROH. Like, he got a lot better. But he was pretty garbage.
He does some pretty crazy shit for how big he is. You know?
Yeah,
I don't know how tall he is, but...
Well, I mean, and being an ROH, like, you kind of look really big when you're not, anyways.
He's probably 6'3". Huh?
Yeah, he's probably average height.
Yeah.
I like how I'm saying average height is 6'3", and here I am 5 foot fuck all.
Yeah. Well, you know. Speaking of average height, Lars Sullivan says his realistic goal is to become WWE champion in 18 months. I propose a question to you.
His realistic goal.
Does that happen?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't see it happening.
I agree. Here's the next question. Does he make it until there's snow on the ground without laying down for rains on a pay-per-view?
No.
No. I don't think he makes it 3 months.
I think he'll be laying down by... four reigns at least by September.
Yeah. They're going to build up. They'll build Sullivan up. They'll put him over on everybody. And then Reigns will fucking take him out. You know how bad that Reigns Sullivan thing's going to be? We're 1 week in, and I know it's like, it's going to happen. And it's going to be bad. It's going to be that Strowman thing all over again.
You know, I've changed my mind. He's going to do it on whatever the pay. They're going to build a match. They're going to build Lars Sullivan to kill everybody.
Until, become champion.
No, until the last pay-per-view before SummerSlam. And that's going to be Roman Reigns going against the guy that's killed the whole fucking locker room. He's going to beat him. And that's going to lead to Roman Reigns facing whoever's champion of SummerSlam and becoming champion. Guaranteed. Guaranteed that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. How long does this... I feel like this being nice to Reigns shit it's not going to last that long, dude.
No, I feel like already it's already started. They've already started.
Yeah. Because he's like, all right, like, all right. Like, okay, but this guy fucking still sucks, man.
Wasn't there a sign on Raw or something? Is it okay to boo Reigns yet? I'm pretty sure there was. That. I'm pretty sure there's a sign. I didn't see that.
But I love it. I love it. That's exactly right. That's how I feel about it. Like, when is it going to be okay? They're going to decide it's okay, and then that's what they're going to do.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, they're going to mercifully fucking boo the guy to death.
I hope they do dumb shit. Like, dude, put him up against heel Brian. Get back to me on that. Get back to me on that turns off for him.
Yeah. Can you imagine if they did that? Daniel Bryan. Because they're both on the same brand now.
Oh, they are.
I suppose it's Lars on Raw. No Lars is on Raw, isn't he?
Wait, or is he?
I got the list of everybody on the Superstars. No, Lars Sullivan is on SmackDown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's on SmackDown for that purpose, man. You know, it's his whole purpose there. Trust me.
Oh.
You'll see. Dark Side of the Ring this week. I love that we get to talk about that every week.
Oh, dude, this is the best wrestling every week.
Yeah. This one was the Montreal Screwjob, which I think is getting a lot of unfair points of view from wrestling fans.
You mean
wrestling fans
work?
Are like, no, wrestling fans are just like, well, this documentary wasn't very good. There's nothing. Dude, it's not for it's, you, no. Man. It's for people who, you know, like Mrs. Vicious watched a good chunk of that with me.
Yeah. It's for non-wrestling fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That Brody thing, you know, it may not be anything new to you, but fuck, I bet you could get your wife to watch it and be in, you know, and enjoy it.
Because it's a true crime documentary.
Exactly. People right? miss like, the fucking point.
Yeah, they do. They miss the point that they think that anything that's wrestling orientated is geared towards you. Like, you tell me that somebody that's a huge fan of track and field, you know, like, or let's say somebody was a huge fan of football and they did an ESPN 30 for 30 on like this big football story. Do you think that they didn't know all the goddamn ins and outs of that story?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Of course they did.
It's funny enough. I watched the junior Seau 30 for 30. He's a football player. And again, Mrs. Vicious watched a good chunk of that too, like interested in it.
Yeah.
Because it's an interesting story. It's like a true crime thing. Yeah. I know what you're saying. So yeah. And also, this had the biggest, a huge revelation in the fucking Cornette admitting that that was his idea.
Yeah. And Cornette has some of the best facials I've ever seen on that episode. Yeah. Like Cornette should be on every episode of this. He would steal the show on each one because he is fantastic. Like that little bickering between him and Vince Russo at the end of it. Oh my good Jesus. So good.
And really, dude, is there a fucking more knowledgeable wrestling historian than Jim Cornette? Really?
If I could pick anybody in the wrestling world to meet and sit down and have like a dinner with and just ask about wrestling too, it would be Jim Cornette easily.
Yeah.
And I would bring him to the fucking slimiest fucking sandwich shop. Cause you know, that's what he'd love.
Burgers, dude.
Yeah. I'd even bring him my own burger towel.
When he was out of town, recently up in New York, he fucking went and got like a bunch of Wendy's cheeseburgers and then kept them in his fridge in his hotel so that he would eat one every day so he didn't have to fuck around with getting food and shit.
Jesus Christ. Oh, Jim Cornette.
Fucking great, man. So yeah, there's that. I thought it was really good. Next week is the Brody one, which we all saw because that was like the first one they released on YouTube.
Yeah, I've seen that one, so that's a little disappointing.
It is. It is, but coming up still, we got Gino Hernandez, which I think is going to be great.
That's the one I'm looking forward to the most.
They're promising new information on
exactly.
that.
Exactly, that's why.
That's cool. The Moolah one is going to be something else.
Oh, yeah, everybody's going to realize why they changed the name of that, you know, because I'm sure a lot of people don't get it, why they changed the name of the Battle Royal.
I'm sure you have, you know, don't know, because I mean, I don't know either. How the fuck do they have this footage? They must have a deal with them, huh?
From what I gathered, they don't have a deal with them, because he was on the Observer radio show, and they asked him that exact question. It's like, how did you get away with the WWE footage? And some of it's because they're videotaping it off of a TV screen. That's why it looks grainy.
Okay.
And
I was wondering, because I've seen people doing that lately. Is that okay? You can do that?
See, there's also the fair use law, where if you're talking about it, you can use it to a certain extent.
Dude.
Right? So
that is fucking cool. So, yeah. Okay. I was wondering, I was like, there's no way WWE has signed off on this shit.
No. When it comes to documentaries, you can get away with it a little bit. There's a little bit of leeway, especially if you're putting a different light on it. You're not just explaining the match. You know what I mean? If you're just commentating on the match, that's a little iffy. But if you're giving it just using it to put a new light on it, it's very easy to get away with to a certain extent.
God, they must hate this. They're going to really hate if they do a steroid trial one.
Or a Benoit one.
I feel like you have to. That's my next question for you. Yeah, what else would you like to see?
We'll see. Okay, now this is the thing that I find weird with wrestling fans. You ask them, should they do a Benoit one? They're like, no, it's too soon. It's like, really? It's a true crime story.
Yeah.
You know, like if fucking Joe Blow down the street murdered a guy, the next year there's going to be a fucking documentary on it. There's no, you know, the TV coverage is going to cover it. It's not like it's too soon. It's probably the best story they could do.
1,000%, yeah. Some that I was thinking that I'd like to see, Benoit, steroid trial, obviously. One that I didn't see a lot of people saying, Magnum TA.
Yeah.
Like his story would be cool.
Yeah. You could even do like the Pat Patterson deal and from the 80s, like the sexual, like, suck my dick deal.
Oh, God. That'd be going that. Far. The other one that I would like to see is Dino Bravo.
Ooh, yes, with his ties with the mob or whatever, the organized crime.
They still
unit.
Don't know who killed that guy. No. And he was shot like what, a crazy amount of times.
Like 18 times or something.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah. Like what the fuck?
Even if you went and did like a Misawa one.
Yeah.
And how he died in the ring.
I mean, I'm sure there's some stories in Mexico that,
Of course. Like, imagine the story on, like, Mil Mascaris or something. You know what I mean? Like, the stories that he could tell if he was conscious enough to tell it.
Well, it has to be, you know, some kind of a dark side.
It's
got to
be dark. Yeah, you're right about that. It does.
Dino Bravo, hit by 17 bullets, 7 to the head, 10 to the torso, while watching hockey in his home.
Fuck.
His alleged role in illegal cigarette smuggling in Canada. Is popularly believed to have led to his unsolved homicide.
So, illegal cigarettes. It's not even cool.
I heard it proposed on a few things. You know, what would you like to hear? I had no one. I had heard said that Dino Bravo.
Yeah.
So
there's so many unsavory. Jimmy Snuka.
Yeah, Jimmy Snuka.
There's so many stories if you just
Buck Zuboff.
Yep. Yep. You know, just drugs and wrestling. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Rock and roll Buck Zumhoff is such a dark fucking story, dude.
Yeah.
That's like when we talk about, you know, long storied past of pedophilia and pro wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, shit like that.
No, you're right. You're right. It kind of looks like a cracked out Jim Duggan, too.
Cracked out Jim Duggan. There you go. So yeah, I don't know what else we have really in the news.
No, for the news, yeah, I don't really have anything else for the news. Like we can preview the Crockett Cup.
Crockett Cup. You have all of a sudden have a very weird sound on your voice. It sounds doubled.
I?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Sound like a robot.
Is it still like it?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I wonder if it's. Either it is or it isn't for people listening.
Well, I can say this. I don't hear it on my end. And I can hear myself. So well,
fair enough. 6-star podcast.
Yeah. So yeah. That's
next next Saturday is the Crockett Cup. We kind of talked about that. I'm looking forward to it. I plan to watch it.
I would like to see it too. April 27th. You got I got the card here. Do you? I got it.
Yeah. So yeah, yeah.
You got War Kings, which is Crimson and Jack Dane against the winners of the Wild Card Battle Royal. Then you've got that's not even listed on my thing, the Wild Card Battle Royal. Mm. But it's not even listed on my card, but it's there. Flip Gordon and Bandito taking on Guerrero Mile Jr. and Stuka Jr. Then you got Brody King and PCO taking on Kojima and Nagata, which that'd be pretty dope.
Yeah.
Briscoe's taking on the Rock and Roll Express.
Yeah. All of this is with Jim Cornette on commentary, by the way.
That, which is fantastic. Jazz taking on Sienna, which should be a good match. Willie Mack taking on Colt Cabana, which, I mean, I could take it or leave it. Nick Aldis and Marty Scurll for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah. It's going to be a good show, man. I'm looking forward to watching it.
Yeah, I can take or leave the Rock and Roll Express match, but, I mean, hopefully they don't win.
Have you, I don't know if you've heard, Cornette's really fucking selling that match.
The Briscoes.
On his show, he's like, you know, I don't know what they're doing. The Briscoes, you know, he's kind of playing it up like, oh, the Briscoes are going to beat the shit out of him and shit. But he's definitely playing it up, you know, like to tune in and watch, you know. Pretty good. Old Jimmy's pretty smart on that shit. New Japan's Sengoku Lord happened very early this morning. I guess we don't need to really talk about it. I haven't seen it, so.
I haven't either.
I suppose most people probably haven't. I guess the only other things really in the news, Sam Roberts, Dana Brooke thing.
Yeah.
If you care to lower yourself to such fucking discussions.
It really is
like the lowest form of pro wrestling conversation is like stuff like this. Like, who gives a fuck?
He's basically playing heel.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they would have overdubbed that if they didn't like it. Because exactly. It's not live. It's not live at all.
Yeah, if they didn't approve of it, it wouldn't be there. So, end of story. They want him to be a little fucking dickhead heel.
Yeah, you exactly.
Know? No one likes him. I mean, nobody likes Sam Roberts by default, so you might as well just go heel with him. Cause,
yeah. I mean. We never touched on this when we talked about the Montreal Screwjob documentary. Everybody's coming out of the woodworks now saying it was a work.
Well, Scott Hall.
Scott Hall, Earl Hebner said it was a work.
Earl Hebner says he thinks Bret Hart knew.
Yeah, like, come on, guys. Like, they did point out, like, Scott Hall did make a couple points that I can understand why he would think it was a work. Like, the zooming in on the spit on Vince McMahon's face and how they had that shot perfectly lined up. And then not cutting away from Bret Hart singling WCW. Like, it, I get it. I get why Scott Hall would think it was a work, but come on. You know?
Well, why didn't you, wasn't the plan was like when Cornette pitched it, the plan was just to go off the air, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, why would you show that? Why would you sit and show him thrash and everything and that, you know, in the ringside? It's a weird deal, man. I don't know.
It is.
Yeah. And the fact that you had those cameras back there and everything, you know, for the documentary and
yeah, the Wrestling with Shadows documentary,
dude. I mean, it's a crazy story, man. You don't 100% know.
Nope.
Yeah,
but I feel with like how distant Bret was from the WWF for years and years and years after that should tell you that there was animosity and you know what I mean, like that everything wasn't cool.
Yeah, so,
I don't know. To me, it's a long con to do.
Yeah, well, there you go. But Earl Hebner saying he thinks Bret knew is like, what, dude?
After all these years, now is when you decide to say that?
Yeah. But yeah, the Sam Roberts, Dana Brooke thing, did you? I mean, this is dumb.
It is dumb. It is.
And Dana Brooke does suck, so fuck
she
her.
Does. And if the one guy that said, no, it's a travesty on your Twitter, he was like, Dana deserves better.
We'll
she's
from
one
him
of the greatest.
Later.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. He's. I get it.
Yeah, we'll hear from that motherfucker later. And I guess just to end it on some good news, Enzo and Cass apparently have no future ROH appearances scheduled.
Oh, Jim. I don't have that. Okay, I was going to press the applause button, but this will do.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, that's it. That's all I've got, really.
Yeah, no, I got nothing else for news either, honestly. There was a couple big stories this week, but that was about it.
All right. And what's coming up on the Federation?
The next episode that we will be doing, we'll be recording it probably next week, WWE SummerSlam. 92 or 1996, which is Shawn Michaels and Vader. And so we'll have a lot to talk about there. Because, I mean, that's the one and only time that Vader was ever in the main event in the WWF. And it's a dramatic decline from there. So
Shawn Michaels is a little cunt the whole time.
Yes, yes. In which is noted in that Dark Side of the Ring documentary that we were just talking about. But before that, we'll have the WWF Invasion from 2001 with Patreon listener Mitch Woolridge. So that'll be out this week. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, there you go. Check that shit out everywhere. Podcasts are found here on the SCL side of things. Pay-per-view take two. Still coming with WrestleMania 11, I know. we got after that, we got a TNA fucking, I don't even know, lockdown 2009 or something.
No, yeah, TNA Victory Road.
Victory Road. I love that you know it, I don't.
Because I know the match that you guys are going. I think it's Victory Road.
It doesn't matter. It's a TNA show. We got to get that WrestleMania 11 done pretty soon. Holy shit.
Jared's just a busy man.
I'm not busy, but I suck at doing things I should do.
Yeah, so. I get you.
Spend a lot of time playing Xbox all week and guitar and shit. Jacking off, etc. You know how it is.
You got to straighten your priorities out.
Yeah.
Above all else. So.
For sure. So there is that. From here, I suppose we should move on to a little bit of Mark Tank after a message from another sponsor.
Always asking me, Booker T, how'd you come up with that spin-a-rooney?
Booker baby, time for your favorite Chef Boyardee beef-a-rooney.
Beef-a-rooney, out of sight.
Stop that spin-a-rooney mess and get in this kitchen.
Yep, if it wasn't for great taste of Chef Boyardee beef-a-rooney, the spin-a-rooney would have never been born.
Everyone's excited about the great taste of Chef Boyardee beef-a-rooney, and that's beef-a-rooney, not beef-a-rooney.
Tell me you didn't just say that.
A fork is a guy that pays his last $20 on crack cocaine. A fork is a guy.
Mark Tank, where we read Mark's comments from social media as they are typed. How crazy, though, for Booker T, you know, to go from being in prison for robbery and shit to being in a fucking Chef Boyardee commercial.
He's probably had the highest ladder to climb to get from prison to Chef Boyardee. He's probably had the shadiest backstory that's ever been in a Chef Boyardee commercial.
I mean, it's kind of an American dream sort of story, huh?
It's true. You know what, though? Kane was in a Chef Boyardee commercial, and he fucked a dead body, so.
So did Chef Boyardee.
Those bodies are what is inside the Chef Boyardee ravioli.
Yeah. Well, you know, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Fucking nondescript gray meat in there.
It is so gray.
It's such an American thing, too. I bet, like, if you tried to give that to somebody in, like, another civilized country, they'd be like, what the fuck? I'm not eating that.
That's true. But then again, Swedish meatballs. Horse meat. I will say this, though. I had pork belly tacos last night.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my Jesus Christ, Jim. We had pork belly tacos. So you had the pork belly. And then we had coleslaw, mango salsa, and corn. Oh. I ate so many that I didn't know if I was going to be able to do the show today.
Oh, my. Calling sick with a case of the shits or what?
Yep.
Sorry, dude. Got it number threes. We're going to be hearing from our Swedish listeners about your slight of their meatballs.
Well, not to be the revolutionary that I am, but Swedish fishes aren't actually fish either.
Bum, bum, bum. Well, but yeah, a global audience we have here. I was trying to think of that dude's name, but I can't remember. Shout out to that dude we were talking to from Africa Or says he's from Africa. You know, you never know. People never listen know to our show. Fucking savages.
Yeah.
He doubled down on it. He, you know. He sent me a picture of you, like, standing in front of the jungle or something.
He sent me a picture of me? He sent you a picture of me standing in front of the jungle?
No, I'm saying to prove he's from Africa. He sent us a picture of him standing in front of a jungle with some fucking lions and shit, you know.
Lions and shit.
Lions and giraffes and shit.
I seen the Lion King once. I know Africa.
Oh my. So let's get into this Mark thing. I love it. Every time we do a segment, we like introduce the segment, then we fuck off for like 10 minutes and then we come back.
That's why we're so lovable, Jim.
Roman Hawker. You gonna guess where this one's going?
I'm assuming he's a Roman Reigns fanatic.
A lot of these are superstar shakeup, but not all of them. This one is. Roman Hawker says, Joe versus Roman, period, will be awesome, period. Add Lars to SmackDown, period. We have a show. Keep Harper, WWE, then you have beasts. Rowan Harper, Roman Joe, Owens, and maybe Lars. Survivor Series will be a blast to watch.
Survivor Series? Boy, does he know where he is?
I don't know. This one's good. Martin Keohane says, that means Ruthless Aggression 2000's back and call SmackDown and Raw is war.
What?
That means Ruthless Aggression 2000's back and call SmackDown and Raw is war.
Oh, wow. Okay. So the awesome Ruthless Aggression's back. That's yeah. Something I've never heard anybody say about.
There
life.
Are some poor motherfucking souls out there who are young and grew up with that. And to them, that's when wrestling was good.
Ugh.
And that's like a whole poisoned group of wrestling fans like it who is. Don't know shit about shit. Because like to them, that's those are the glory days. And it's like, I don't even know where to start with you.
Yes. Tell me more about the glory days of Bull Buchanan, Kenzo Suzuki, Luther Reigns. Matt Morgan, Mark Jindrak, Sean O'Hare. Yeah, those were the glory days. Fucking cue up. You know what? Our song to end the show should be Bruce Springsteen's Glory Days, just to pay tribute to all those fucking poor sops.
I had a 420 inspired song.
Oh, then let's go for it, because Bruce Springsteen will probably sue us anyways.
Yeah, probably would. yeah, they can tell us about that, and then I'll tell them about watching Barely Legal live on pay-per-view in my basement. At, like, whatever, fucking 16 years old.
Oh.
Anyway, Shane Watley says, I wonder if Vince told Roman to Superman punch him.
I wonder.
I don't know. You know, I mean, Reigns is hardcore. Yeah.
Everything in wrestling is real, right?
Jerry McCloy, Elias needs to go to AEW. May get utilized better. His talents are being wasted in WWE.
Wow. That's the first time I've ever heard anybody say that Elias' talent's wasted in WWE. Because they're doing everything they can with him. Which is not a lot.
I love it though. It's just like, that's the answer for everything for these people. It's like, AEW, sign to AEW. I get it, you know, that's like with those, the people who hate on it. It's like people like that out there. I get it. They make you kind of hate it. I understand. Jordani Flory. It's not Roman Reigns' yard. That's right. I said it. It will never be Roman Reigns' yard. Never. No matter how many times he says it.
So is it his yard then?
I don't know whose yard it is. David Galindo Jr. says, if Sheamus turns face and brings back his Celtic Warrior gimmick, then that'll be awesome. But I'm happy with the changes. Imagine being stoked about that. Like, oh, I hope fucking Sheamus is the Celtic Warrior.
Right,
again.
Right. So, like, this is the best time Sheamus has ever been is with Cesaro. In my opinion.
Let's see here. Mick Foley on Twitter.
Oh,
so
really?
Maybe Viking experience wouldn't have been my first choice, but had there been social media in 96, I'm guessing the name Mankind would not have been greeted with such happiness either. Enjoy this match with Fergal, Finn Balor. So there you go.
You know, he could be onto something with the Mankind thing. But yeah. Viking Experience is pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah. Well, a boy Chico was here on Twitter. He's like, I want to officially nominate this. I was like, sure, man, we'll do it. Why sit and defend it? It's you know, we didn't even talk about that. How have we not talked about that?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we'll talk a little bit of Raw after this.
Well, we got the Superstar Shakeup to talk about still, so.
Okay. Let's see what else we got. Christian Villarreal. Good thing the new Daniel Bryan is gone for good. I will not see that environmental psychopath in the WWE again.
Well, where does he think he's gone?
I don't know. That's my question. Like, where did he go? Aja Hoving Corthius. Hell yeah, Roman. Punch Vince McMahon in the face because Vince deserves it. It's Vince's own fault. It's Roman Yard.
We need to team the other guy up that said it's not Roman Yard and get them together and see how they react to each other.
Yeah. Let's see. What else we got? Portia Perez makes Mark Tank this week. She's a wrestler. I don't know if you know who she is.
Not a clue.
Exactly. No, she's an indies wrestler. But she tweeted this week, I feel like it's time that we stop calling it women's wrestling, women's titles, ladies' night, and all that jazz. It's 2019, and women should no longer be the other to the default male athlete.
So is she saying that we should start seeing women going for the heavyweight titles? Like,
no, I don't know what she's trying to say. Like, you know, you have to say men and women so that people know the difference. I don't even know what she's complaining about. It's just one of those things that, like, if you glance at it, it seems like so, like, yeah, 2019. But then when you really read it, it's nothing.
Yeah, it's like, it's what are you actually going to call it?
It's just a bunch of words put together. Just try to sound fucking deep. It's stupid.
It is. Yeah. What are we going to call it? The fucking cheetah print title? Like what? Like,
well, no. If it's not women's wrestling, what is it? Just wrestling? Are there men? So, like, are there women?
I mean, what are you going to call the title? The wrestling championship? Like,
you have to name things so that you can group them. Like, it's fucking silly fuck. So yeah. Anyway,
like if you go and watch the Olympics. What do they call it? The women's.
It's enough of the women's, like, women's hurdles and stuff, like, yeah, to the default male hurdles. Except it's called men's as well. I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. It's stupid. Cody Collier, that's a guy you were referencing. On the subject of the Sam Roberts thing, you know, someone said, a guy on our Twitter, Travis Charlotte. Shout out to you. He said, no, he isn't. Or he said he's telling the truth. And then this kid responded, no, he isn't. Dana deserves better. She is one of the best wrestlers in the world.
And then Jim responds with, I'd like to see that list.
Well, and like friendly, because that's my new thing. When I get marks on the line, I'm really good. Dude. You're baiting them in. I'm fucking just like, oh, come on, bitch. Take that bait.
maybe he's a listener. And I know. I looked at his Twitter profile. He's not a listener.
You could look at someone's shit and be like, okay, no, this person doesn't listen to our show.
No, he definitely doesn't. I scrolled through his timeline for like the last 2 weeks. All he did was retweet Trinity Fatu things.
Oh, yeah. I don't think anybody who has to put their pronouns in their Twitter profile listens to our show.
No, they would probably combust into, you know, a ball of flames listening to this.
Yeah. I'm all for these things, but I don't know why that has to be on your Twitter profile.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Like, no. Do I need to put, like, male, cis, hetero male, whatever?
Actually, I might put that on my Twitter profile, cis male.
Yeah. Well, it'd be cis hetero male, right?
Oh, is it? Okay.
A cis is just that means that you identify as a man, or that you were born as a man.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes,
I hang out with gay people, the drag queens, and shit. Shows. I have no idea what any of that means.
Yeah,
I don't think they do either.
I don't think so. It's all made up words by college students. That's all that is. with no troubles in the world. Mom and dad's taking care of all their bills, and they need to have hardships in life, Jim. They need to find something that they can fight against. And that's what it is. That's what they're fighting.
People don't lose anymore or anything, even kids' sports. So,
yeah, but I tell you one thing. If I was in charge, motherfuckers would be losing. You think Bill Gates would have ever made Microsoft if he never got picked on? Come on, that goofy bastard.
That goofy bastard. This one was sent to us, I believe, by multiple people. Let's see here. Yeah. I believe this is the one. Okay, this is sent to us by, I believe, Klondike Bill. Definitely Klondike Bill, and I believe Red Rebel as well. This is Seth Sharma 7. So this is this week's winner, by the way. It says, I'm canceling my WWE Network subscription until the most overfished wrestler of all time, Becky Lynch, loses the title. She has buried the SmackDown division and female wrestlers like Charlotte and Ronda, and now Lacey Evans. She is also racist towards blonde people.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
The long and storied persecution and hardships of blonde white women.
Yeah. God damn.
Certainly a marginalized group if there ever fucking was one.
Yeah, you're goddamn right. Blonde hair, blue eyes, they just get the worst of everything.
Yeah, exactly. 2019 Twitter would make you think so.
Yeah.
Guys try to fuck them and shit. It's terrible. It's a nightmare.
It is. It's hard out there for a blonde.
This guy, he came up to me and he tried to convince me to let him fuck me. Can you believe that? How fucking lasts a millennium is that?
Yeah.
How fucking, how 2005 is it of him to try to fuck me? Can you believe that?
I can't, Jim. I can't believe anything. I don't know how anybody can do that.
Young people don't fuck anymore as much. That's a fact. Statistically speaking, young people now don't fuck near as much. Well, it's I wonder why.
They're fucking terrified, too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. I'm so glad that we grew up, you know, in an era when we could still live. You know? I think that's...
I'm still single, so, I mean, fuck.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you're of the age, you know, like, that group of people, they all still, they're still fucking. They're still living by the code that we, you know, of the past. You know?
Yeah.
So, like, we got to grow up, and, we got to, like, fucking do cool shit like that. You're like, I'm not even going to say some of the shit, but we got to live, motherfucker.
Yeah, you're probably best not doing that.
Maybe I'm going to look into how long the statute of limitations is on that sort of
maybe. Of this shit. Maybe we've got to get the law offices of Stephen P. News from Jim Cornette there to figure this out.
Yeah, exactly. This is this week's Mark Tank. Good shit. I know we're talking, superstar shakeup. I mean, dude, I just want to talk about the Viking experience.
Oh, fuck. So before we get to the Viking experience, let's just explain. Now, their names were Hansen and Roe.
Right.
Two very, different names. You know what I mean? There's nobody else of Hansen in wrestling. And I don't think of anybody else as Roe in wrestling. So
Not currently,
yeah. No. But they changed it to Eric and Ivar. To me, that is more mind-boggling than the Viking experience.
It's Eric, like, dude, Ivar? Okay, I get that, dude. That's like a Vikingish name. But Eric?
Eric. did somebody just watch a bunch of, strongman competitions? And, like, Eric Van Masterson or something? It's like, Eric with a K.
I was switching between like DVR and Xbox or something, and Raw was recording, so it popped up and I was like, what the fuck we got here right on? And I was just watching for a minute and they came out and I like literally gasped. couldn't even. And it was like the next day I was like, do I still feel very strongly about this being one of the stupidest things I've ever seen.
Well, I thought it was a joke when I went on Twitter and seen this Viking, because like I had also seen the Chad Gable and Bobby Roode being called the Usos, like a still picture of it. And then I see a still picture in under of War Machine or War Raiders being called Viking Experience. I was like, oh, that's a fucking joke for sure. They're just making fun of something now. And then like the next day I was like, oh no, that was not a joke. Wow.
It's the most Vince McMahon thing to have ever Vince McMahon.
It really is. And you can't say it's because like they got a problem with saying the word war. Because Ember Moon's the war goddess.
Some people
try
to have
that
defense. Well, yeah, I know, but some people try to use that. And I think they're completely incorrect. I'm sorry to say it, too.
They have to be, because literally that same week, Ember Moon is calling herself the war goddess. So
she's been calling herself. Yeah. I don't. And they're like, well, but there's still chanting of war. Like, dude, that's not it. Like, I understand where you're coming from, but it's just McMahon. Just, you know, just being Vince McMahon.
Thinking he knows best.
Yeah. Yeah, you might as well just have a Viking funeral for these motherfuckers. It's done. I think it's done, man.
I think so. Now, it's something to be said on whether or not they're going to be able to let their work do the talking for them. But in the land of WWE where everybody needs to speak, and I will let you be known, Hansen or Eric and Ivar will speak. You know what I mean? With no accent, for sure.
They went from being a pro wrestling tag team of like dudes who were into Viking like mythology and shit and like looked like Vikings and kind of like, we do a Viking sort of shtick to they are Vikings.
Yeah, now they are Vikings.
They make their own clothes and they fucking, you know, they without kill rabbits and shit. What the fuck Graves is saying about them?
Without a doubt, Sarah Logan will be a part of this as well.
Fucking, she'll be out there free.
The White Riot Squad, so
she'll be out there free bleeding and shit. That'd be
awesome. Jesus Christ,
she probably free bleeds. She strikes me as the kind of chick who free bleeds.
I seen some pictures of her on Twitter this week from like back in the day. Holy fuck,
she's hot as shit still.
Yeah.
No, she was one of my sleeper ones of like people like who's the hottest chick and whatever, and it's like, dude, definitely Sarah Logan. She's hot.
She is up there.
I'd take her over Liv Morgan there. For sure.
Yeah.
Anyhow. What else happened in this? There's so many crazy dumb things that I don't understand about this.
Well, okay, what you wanna just run down and see who is all on Raw now?
Are you going to give the whole roster?
I've got the list of just the switches.
Yeah, I got the two. Go ahead with it, though.
So going to Raw, you got AJ Styles, The Miz, Ricochet and Aleister Black, which they were on both shows, so I guess now they're just on Raw.
How are they a fucking tag team still? How do you get those two guys and make them a tag team and waste them on a tag team in a division that you give no shit about anyway?
Yeah, I mean, terrible. Perfect strangers. Anyway. Perfect strangers. Andrade and Zelina Vega, Rey Mysterio, The Usos, Naomi, EC3, who, if I'm not mistaken, was on Raw anyways.
Yeah.
Lacey Evans, Eric Young, and Cedric Alexander. And then going to SmackDown, we've got Roman Reigns, Finn Balor, who's the Intercontinental Champion. So they got both titles on SmackDown now. So I assume...
No, they switched.
Which Joe's... Oh, he's not even on this list. This is from WWE.com, and Samoa Joe's not even on this list.
No, he'll be this week. He was sickless last week, so he wasn't on the show.
Oh, yeah. Yes, because I heard they wanted to do an angle on how he enters. That's fair. Elias, Bailey, who got mercifully booed on SmackDown. Or was it Raw? She got booed. She got booed on one of them anyways.
She got booed on SmackDown. Cheered on Raw.
Yeah, so both in Montreal too, which is weird.
Oh, no, it made sense the way they did it. I mean, they brought her out on SmackDown, and she was interrupting something they wanted. Like, there was Becky Lynch and Moon, and the people are like, fuck, yeah, we want to see this. And then Bailey comes out. It's like, fuck, God damn it, Bailey. This fucking special kid out here interrupted shit.
Yeah. Anyway. Hopefully they turn her heel and they can do something with her. Kairi Sane, Lars Sullivan, Buddy Murphy, Liv Morgan, Chad Gable, Apollo Crews, Mickie James, Otis, and Tucker.
Yeah. So Gable and Rude just split up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
For this.
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do with Gable, but I don't know what they're going to do with fucking Liv Morgan on SmackDown.
Is the answer. Nothing.
Nothing, yeah. No. Apollo Crews is going to be there to smile and eat pins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And what about Mojo? I love that they like did nothing the last 2 weeks on that, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you did
or at
that.
Least this last week they did nothing with it.
No, yeah. He did that Rita Repulsa thing and now he's gone.
Power Rangers. Oh my god. But yeah, there's so many things that I don't get about it, and I don't care. I just think it sucks, you know. So
I'm with you. I'm with
Reigns
you.
Reigns and Elias is the fucking main event for the SmackDown loops right now.
That tells you all you need to know, man. That tells you all. SmackDown is, to me, the days of calling SmackDown the better show are gone. That's done, in my opinion.
Could be. It's got way better review, like way better ratings in the poll this week, though. It always does in the poll for some reason.
Ooh, yeah,
people like it.
Now you got Roman Reigns headlining the show. Elias is going to do a fucking concert every episode. Finn Balor is just going to be a fucking twink that does nothing. You know, just there's literally all the good stuff like AJ Styles, Andrade is gone, the Usos are gone, Rey Mysterio is gone.
Yeah, Andrade, who gets a win over the IC champion on Monday, and then Balor switches shows. Cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, too, these guys, they're the Viking experience in NXT, too. This week's NXT,
oh, really?
They said the Viking experience. Yeah, because they're still Gross. The champions. Also, they didn't come out with the belts on Monday, you know? I don't know what kind of weird Vince thing that is, but...
Yeah. Yeah, it is weird.
Why are they doing this? Why bring in guys like this when they still haven't done shit with, like, Sanity, Heavy Machinery? The list goes on, man.
Yeah, it's weird to have all these call-ups, especially in the day and age where WWE doesn't release anybody anymore.
Yeah. What did you think of the Zayn thing? So he comes back, you know, I mean, he turned heel last week, which is... Did anybody think about the fact, like, hey, we're in Montreal next week? Anyway, I don't get it. He came back last week, and he gets this huge reaction, and then they turn him heel. Like, they didn't have anybody else to, you know what I'm saying? I just think it's crazy. Like, the guy's over as fuck right now. Like, to switch him seems weird to me. But
yeah, they turn him heel and make Kevin Owens an honorary member of the New Day.
Dude, that's bizarre. That's the thing. I don't even know what to say about that. They're like, oh yeah, someday Kevin Steen will be on fucking Raw wearing a tiny shirt gyrating and shit. He'd be like, what? No way.
Not a chance.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, the day has come.
Yeah, they crushed EC3 with Braun. I thought that was very questionable.
Yeah, there's one thing you can say. Impact was much better in handling EC3 and Bobby Lashley than WWE is. That yeah. is for sure.
And then SmackDown ended with Reigns Superman punching Vince McMahon for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, I know why. It's because Vince McMahon said the biggest acquisition in SmackDown history was Elias, not Roman Reigns. He was upset.
Oh, okay. That's how that went. Yeah. No thanks.
Yeah.
No thanks. Got anything else to discuss before we go? I guess we got to give some shout-outs.
We got shout-outs, yeah, because I got nothing else to discuss. I think the week in wrestling has been pretty much well tapped out.
There you go. Want to give shout-outs to our friends at THT Wrestling Podcast, Shaheen Boxman, every Wednesday on Mixlr. Nuclear Heat Graphics, check them out for all kinds of awesome pro wrestling and horror artwork. Shooting the Shiznit, Strap, Sat Pod, Wrestling's High Marks. I'll shout out to all of them. Also, shout out to Talking Reckless, video game podcast. Check those guys out everywhere the podcasts are. I think that is it. Shout out to all of our fucking everybody who listens, you know?
Yeah, all you motherfuckers.
Yeah. Fucking crazy. Africa, Australia. Austria. Why is it all things that start with A?
Yeah, Scotland. Or which one was it?
Scotland, Ireland.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the guy.
I'd like to get an idea. Yeah, if you listen to this in some country other than the US, hit us up at Suplex City Limit. Let us know. I'm interested in these things.
Me too.
Yeah. It's crazy to think about. So I think that we'll do it. Next week we'll come back. Well, we got that Impact pay-per-view. And the NWA one is on Saturday as well.
So when is the Impact one?
Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. 28th. So we won't be, we'll be reviewing that one next week then.
I guess we'll take a look at it. Some pretty good shit on there.
Sure, we won't even be able to talk about NWA either.
No, no.
Motherfuckers.
I know. It's going to be, I don't know what we're going to talk about next week.
We're
going to
talk about next week. Yeah, next week's going to be a barren wasteland.
But tune in.
Tune in, yeah. Maybe we'll have something to talk about. Who knows?
I think that'll do it, man. Hope everybody has a happy 420. If you don't smoke, what are you doing with your life, man? Yeah. Maybe you should start. Until next week, as always, get all the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and be excellent to each other.
Let go of perception. listen to me, I love it. It's 420.